You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Mike Mussina has never gotten more than 43% of the vote, and that's not fair. Mike Mussina has the credentials to be in the Hall of Fame. He should be there someday. I don't know if he's going to get there. If the writers don't vote him in, maybe the Veterans Committee will take care of it. And I think the reason is this. His 3.68 career ERA is 578th all time. I mean, you can't find Hall of Famers with those numbers. Wade Hoyt was at 359, something like that. But in all of these instances, context is important. Mike Mussina pitched in, if you want to call it the steroid era, call it the era where players got larger, they got more muscular, but that was just one variable. Mike Mussina pitched at a time, and this is true of Curt Schilling too, Mike Mussina pitched at a time where the ballparks got smaller, the strike zone got smaller, the baseball bats got harder. There was suspicion that the baseballs got harder. I don't think that's supported by the testing done against it. And Mike Mussina dominated in his era. And isn't that what a Hall of Famer is supposed to do? He also pitched he pitched 10 seasons in Baltimore in Camden Yards, which was a launching pad. It was one of the easiest home runs in baseball. And yet, Mike Mussina was a dominant pitcher. Now, he's been on the ballot three times. He's gone from 20% to 43%. But the numbers, if you're talking about a generational type player, this is one. He was a five-time All-Star. Nine times he was in the top six in AL Cy Young Award voting. He won Gold Gloves. That tells you the completeness of his game. His wins above replacement, 58th all-time. Wins above replacement for pitchers, 24th all-time. Only 23 guys were above him. And he put together, sometimes one of the ways to evaluate Hall of Famers is, how many seasons did he have that you would consider Hall of Fame worthy? Well, Mike was top five in ERA seven times. He was top five in WHIP 10 times. He's 66th on the all-time innings list. That 3.68 career ERA, that's going to come back up. But 270 career wins in this era is pretty good. And that's more than Homer had. That's more than Bob Feller had. He pitched 3,562 innings. Only 65 pitchers in the history of this game have pitched more. That's more innings than Juan Marichal Davis, more than Catfish Hunter, more than Don Drysdale. So, why he has not gotten above 43% of the vote, I don't know. You hear different things. He didn't win 300 games. And the threshold used to be one thing. You had to have this ERA, this inning, or this win total. But that doesn't reflect that the game is different from era to era, that it's unfair to compare one era to another. The bottom line on this guy was, in his era, he was as good as almost anybody. He wasn't Randy Johnson. He wasn't Pedro. He wasn't John Smoltz or Tommy Glavine or Greg Maddux. But he was in the small list of great pitchers. And I think a lot of baseball people would tell you, I think historian John Thorne would tell you this, that the Hall of this generation of players is underrepresented in the Hall of Fame. Only 12 players have been voted in the last 7 years, including four in 2015, Biggio, Pedro, Randy, and Smoltz, three pitchers right there. And in the history of the Baseball Writers Association of America, 79 times they voted in 121 members. So it's been hard to get in. I remember one year when Joe Torre, his final year on the ballot, or the final year he was considered by the Veterans Committee, he didn't get in. Now, he had a fallback position. He figured he probably knew that while he had a chance to get in as a player, he definitely was going to get in as a manager, one of the 22 managers in the Hall of Fame. Joe Torre says, no problem. It's the Hall of Fame. It's supposed to be difficult to get in. And I'd say there is that case to be made. If your threshold is only Bob Gibson, if it's only Sandy Koufax, then you're not going to put in a Mike Mussina. But if you don't do that, you're going to eliminate some of the best players of their particular generations. And Mike Mussina pitching in that era and 10 years in Camden Yards and all of that, he is clearly a guy that deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.